Welcome to SubEther Radio. Here are the latest news.
It's 8 p.m. and here's a summary of today's headlines. Senior U.S. defense officials confirmed today that former Iraqi Minister of Interior Mahmoud al-Hamad, listed as number 29 on the coalition's Iraqi top 55 most wanted list, was in the custody of coalition forces. The conflict in Iraq has continued, with British and American troops both coming under fire. Meanwhile, in Africa, Red Cross officials are warning about a humanitarian disaster in the country of Liberia as United Nations peacekeeping forces arrive. Europe has continued to suffer in the record-breaking heat as Portugal suffers under intense forest fires, and the country Singapore has been celebrating its 38th birthday. Indonesia has blamed the bomb attack in Jakarta earlier this week on Al-Qaeda-trained terrorists, and a violent typhoon has struck the coast of Japan, killing at least four people. The Japanese city of Nagasaki has commemorated the 58th anniversary of the dropping of a nuclear weapon over it in 1945. And for the camp news, lockpicking is going on right now in the lockpicking tent for fire brigade and crew only. I've been told to tell everyone, all the hacksin, that i.e. the female hackers out there, there's a meeting 3 p.m. tomorrow in the Vowland. Information about some local mirrors, there's a Gentoo mirror at gentoomirror, funnily enough, .camp.ccc.de, and Debian at debianmirror.camp.ccc.de, and at 81.161.133.254. As you can probably tell, it's getting more windy out there, so make sure your tents are secured and none of your belongings can fly away. We don't want any more tents flying away. That's it for the news tonight. You'll hear me again tomorrow at 10 a.m, whether you like it or not. If you have any feedback, meanwhile, email me at subethernet or subethernews@hushmail.com. Good night. And in network news, everything is running fine.
It's the Chaos Communication Camp in 2003 here on Altlandsberg. Not really Altlandsberg, it's Paulshof, an open field near the city of Altlandsberg in Berlin. Transmitting live here from the campground is Sub-Ether, and a lot of things are happening out there. And so I got a couple of calls. And right now I have another caller here. With me, joining me is Bunch. Bunch, you're live from the... Yeah, what do you want to tell us?
Hi, yeah, this is Bunch from the GIMP tent. Well, we've been putting up some flyers around the place to let people know that Jim Mack, one of our GIMP artists here, is going to give a demonstration of the GIMP and how it can be used effectively. And we're going to do that after it gets dark, at about 9 o'clock. That's 2100 hours here in the GIMP tent, and everybody is welcome. And we're hoping to fill the place and have a pretty good atmosphere. There's some machines over here as well that you can try things out on while he's doing the demonstration, or he's going to be doing a demonstration with a projector, so it's going to be pretty interesting.
Well, that sounds great, but where exactly can you be found? Where's the GIMP tent?
The GIMP tent is in the Art and Beauty Village, right beside the eating area, right beside all the restaurants and bars, opposite the Human Go, human installation, and the blinking lights cube, that the area where we can see the landing site right from here. So if you're in the big open area beside the landing site, where the big white tent with the Wilbur sticking up off one of the power units. Do you know who Wilbur is?
Yes, I guess.
Wilbur is the GIMP mascot, who looks a little bit like a cross between a rat and a squirrel, or a something like that, a mouse maybe. So Wilbur is sticking up his head on something to let people know that this is the GIMP tent. So we're right here.
Okay. So thank you very much for your announcements.
Thank you very much.
And goodbye, and enjoy the camp.
Goodbye.
It's Radio Sub-Ether, your radio station at Alt Landsberg in the Paulshof on the camping ground where normally horses still run free. Well, in the moment, hackers still run free. And if you're out there and want to give us a call, then just do this. We have two telephone numbers, one from the internal camp telephone network, it's 5555. Or if you are just using a normal, regular telephone, then call 033-438-642246. That's 033-438-642246. And of course, we also would invite every caller from other countries that are listening on our radio stream on the internet. You have to dial the international number of Germany. It's your international access code followed by 49, which is the access code for Germany, followed by 33438642246. That's your international access code followed by 49334382642246. This is Ingo on Radio Sub-Ether, 88.3 MHz in FM. I got a phone call from the people from the Chaos Emergency Response Team, and they are requesting everyone to drink much, and they mean that seriously, that I will say it without the music, that it sounds more serious. Everybody out there is requested to drink as a lot as possible. At this heat, the body needs more than 1 liter per hour. So please be aware of that. We had several emergencies because the people drink too less. Drink as much as you can. If you want to have water or tea, you can then also for free at the Vauland Stiftung, the tent which is located right beside the area of the ham radio guys. And of course at all the other places here on the field there's much to drink you can buy. Please, it's very, very important, more than you are aware of, that you drink enough. And because this is very important that you drink enough, I will say it also in German for the people who don't understand English so well. Leute da draußen, es ist unglaublich wichtig, dass ihr genug trinkt. Wir hatten heute mehrere Notfälle, es sind Leute ins Krankenhaus gebracht worden. Die Leute vom Chaos Emergency Response Team von unserer Ambulanz hier haben mich angerufen, um euch nochmal ganz dringend darauf hinzuweisen, dass ihr bei dieser Hitze mehr als 1 Liter pro Stunde braucht. Nicht pro Tag, pro Stunde mehr als 1 Liter. Bitte sorgt unbedingt dafür, dass ihr genug trinkt. Ihr könnt sogar Tee umsonst bekommen, wenn ihr zur Vauland Stiftung geht, genau gegenüber von den Leuten von den Amateurfunkern. Auch hier an vielen anderen Stellen gibt es genug zu trinken. Bitte, bitte trinkt genug. Es ist unglaublich wichtig. Wir wollen hier nicht noch mehr Leute ins Krankenhaus fahren. It's Radio Sub-Ether here on 88.3 FM. And of course, we are a radio station that always looks for you to participate. If you want to make announcements here live on the radio, if you want to be aware that everyone knows about your project, or if you just want that everyone knows what you are doing, then just come in here and we will make an announcements, interviews or other things for the people to like. Sub-Ether Radio is your radio station with the sympathetic English accent and the strange grammatical constructions here live on the air in strange English language. Most people are not native speaker here, but most of our listeners ain't either, so that equals out.
We speak English very well.
It's quite strange here. Radio Sub-Ether. Radio Sub-Ether is not only a little radio station, it's a very little radio station, only here on the campsite and in the rest of the world for our internet listener. But, well, the driver of the car with the number plate BCN7743, it's a BMW Silver, you have the lights still on. Tomorrow you will have a problem if you don't fix that problem. Please turn your light off. Der Fahrer des Wagens BCN7734 hat's Licht an. Danke. Radio Sub-Ether is proud to announce there is a special training for security and rescue squads in the lockpicking launch. Every rescue squad and security people who want to learn how to open locks, please come to the lockpicking launch. For all normal people, is the lockpicking launch closed, especially for this happening. So after this event will go up to 9 p.m. and after that you can come back. Radio Sub-Ether, the radio station that always wants to know what's going on, and so I called the Angels Tent. Steve, you are from the Angels Tent. What's happening right now?
Well, right now we had, early afternoon we had some issues with people's tents flying around because of the wind. And we can tell the wind is increasing in speed and in force. So we would like to urge people to go to their personal tents and to make sure everything is secure.
So still the problem with the winds and the flying tents and the sleeping bags in the air, yeah?
Yeah, genau.
Yeah, so people out there, please be aware of strange things that are going on and secure everything you have. And here on the Sub-Ether Radio, we will go on with some music from our CD players. Sub-Ether Radio. Sub-Ether Radio, the happening radio here. And you might have noticed that we have a chief changed right now. The DJ has changed. And now we don't have a DJ anymore. We have a DJing. And tonight it's Ellen, and she's not playing in the radio tent. She's playing live in front of the radio tent, in front of the orange strange car outside in our Studio B. If you want to see our DJ and how she's turning her tables, then just go to the radio tent. To be specific, go in front of the radio tent, and she's standing outside there. Sub-Ether makes strange live music from other far places too.